Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning in this morning. We're going to do a quick power up, level up 15 minutes, and we are going to talk about why small businesses are failing at an alarming rate. We are broadcasting here on Blog Talk Radio, and if you want to listen to my show, Silicon Valley, Bay Area, AM 1220 KDOW, iHeartRadio, and online streaming, you can listen live on Friday nights. If you want to tune in and dial into my show, you can dial in on Friday nights, 1-800-516-1220. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what I've been talking about on air on my KDOW show here in Silicon Valley. And this is really just a power up. Small businesses, it bothers me that small businesses are failing at this ridiculously high rate. And so how do I know that? Let me give you some information. Let's give you some stats and facts. So the Small Business Administration says, hey, we're going to give you some information on the success rates and the failure rates of small business, and along that, some additional information like women in business, how many women business owners are there. And they do this in their frequently asked questions, and the Small Business Administration has this Office of Advocacy. So in this 2019, they released their frequently asked questions. And the frequently asked questions stated for 2019, and they come out every couple of years because of the data. It takes some time to get that data together. So every 2 years or so, you're going to see the Small Business Advocacy put out the frequently asked questions. And they also do it by state, so you might want to check out your state. And so in 2019, prior to the pandemic, the Small Business Administration says, hey, we started, 1.4 million small businesses in the United States. Great, right? Fantastic, right? That is fantastic. And then during the same period, we had 1.4 million started, and then 928,000 businesses in the same period closed. What happened there? 928,000 closures. So really, 472,000 businesses survived out of 1.4 million businesses. That's an eye-opener. And so those of you that are entrepreneurs out there, those of you that are in your first 1 to 5 years, this power-up is for you. And for those that are past that five-year mark, by the time you get to that 10-year mark, 70% of small businesses that have started over the last 10 years will have closed. How do you become, how do you get to be in that 30% class? And there's some ways of doing that. And I'm going to pick this apart a little bit. I'm going to do a five-part series on this. So you'll have to tune in tomorrow morning to get the next part and so on and so forth throughout the week. And then, of course, you can tune in on my AM 1220 KDOW Silicon Valley Business Talk Show, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge, and get some in-depth and guests and all kinds of good stuff that we do on that show. So Harvard Business Review says, hey, we have five steps that it takes, that we see businesses survive or fail. The Iowa State University, this great example, this great article on small businesses taking those initial steps. And then we have one of my favorite websites, Investopedia, has its reasons for small business failure. And what's interesting, you're going to find a lot of schools of thought out there. What's interesting is there's some commonalities. And what I really wanted to drill down on is when I was looking at this data, and by the way, that 1.4 million and that 928,000, 1.4 million starts, and that 928,000 failures, that's a trend. So that trend hasn't changed. So if you go back and look at the 2008 data, 2010, 9, 12, 13, it doesn't matter. You're going to see the same issues. What you are going to see in 2007 and 2008, you're going to see more business deaths than you do see business starts because, of course, that was the housing market catastrophe, right? And so, but even if you go further back and you go to 2005, it doesn't matter what year you pick, the 1990s, you're going to see the same types of trends in the business starts and business failures. And what I want to do is I want to help you mitigate. So this part one is really kind of give you a perspective on small businesses, why they fail. And they fail for a lot of different reasons. And so some of the reasons can be, if you're an older business, you're failing, and they consider them failures or deaths when someone retires, or if you get injured, or if you get hurt, and, you know, medical reasons. Okay, those are some of the reasons. But what I really want to focus on is those first 5 years, because this is where we see a huge number of businesses failing. And sometimes it's just you don't have a good business idea. You don't have a business idea that you really figured out, worked out, and no one wants to buy it. That's just the bottom line. It might be a good idea to you, but that does not mean that it's a good idea to the market. And you didn't do your homework. You felt like you were good at doing something, and you wanted to try to monetize it. And the problem with that, if you don't do your idea assessment and your feasibility analysis, you can spend a lot of money and be out of business within a year because you didn't do your homework. You didn't do your idea assessment. And the idea assessment and feasibility analysis, a great tool at Iowa State University. They have a great tool, a great article. If you want to see that article, email me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz or on the edge at businessontheedge.biz, and I will email you that link because they give a great graph image on really those early stages. Get out early. If your idea doesn't really work, doesn't mean that you shouldn't be a business owner. It might mean that you shouldn't do that particular business idea that way, right? You want to do it in a way that it's going to allow you to succeed. And so in that image or I want to call it it's not really a diagram. I guess you could call it maybe a diagram. But they go through these steps and you want to explore your ideas. You want to see whether or not they work. And if you don't have a group or partners or someone that you're starting with, or even if you've already started and maybe you're in year zero. I call it year zero because year zero is when you're trying to figure out a lot of things. And in year zero, you should have, you know, created your business plan, your business model canvas, gone through your idea assessments and feasibility analysis and all of that. So if you haven't, stop and do it. You have to understand that as an entrepreneur, there's things that you have to do that is outside the thing that you like to do. So maybe you're baking cookies, and I love baking cookies, but I don't want to do the operational managerial pieces that really tells me whether or not this is going to be a great opportunity, because there's a lot of cookies out there. People are selling cookies all over the place. Why will someone, and how much of the market can you gain selling your cookies? All of that has to be figured out so you can explore your idea by assessing it. Take the time to assess it. Put together a focus group for your idea with people who are smart business people, who have a strong business acumen, other entrepreneurs, or get connected with a small business development center or SCORE, whatever the case may be, to help you go through the idea. Take some free classes with SBDC. They're all over the country. Take an opportunity to learn the things that you need to learn. And then refine your idea. You know, do a feasibility study. How are you gonna pay for it? How are you gonna launch it? Are there resources for you to be able to launch it? Can you get it off the ground or not? You want to figure those things out early. And if it doesn't work out, you can exit with minimal cost to no cost. So we're not having, before you even start the business, don't get a business license. Don't go set up a sole proprietorship. Don't go get your Vistaprint, you know, freebie cards. Just go through these early steps. And if you want a little bit more information on how you can do that, actually, Mural is a great tool to go through an idea assessment for free, 30 days. They give you a 30-day account for you to do an idea assessment. It's called a Really Big Idea Sketchpad. And you can do a business model canvas. And so we'll talk about the business model canvas tomorrow, but let's focus today on that first step. If most small business owners, or not, let me not say small business owners, let's say aspiring entrepreneurs. If the aspiring entrepreneur would go through these first two steps, exploring the idea, assessing the idea, being brutally honest with yourself on whether or not this is really a viable idea, you can quit before you get investing a lot of your money and losing a lot of your money and doing the refining, the feasibility study, whether or not you are able to have the resources to do what you need to do to get the program, get the business off the ground. And then you go through your decision-making process of the viability of the business model, and that's important. Business model is how you make money. And so you're making decisions. You have two times during this process that Iowa State kind of shows you this step by step, and you can exit without starting. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't be a business owner. It means that you should go back to the drawing board and figure out something that works much better. So tune in tomorrow. We'll power up and we'll talk about the business model canvas, and we will talk about going to that next step in business planning while we go through the small business, why they fail, and see if we can mitigate that a little bit for you. Have a great day. I'm out of here.
keep some pressing on that, okay?
Okay. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem.